Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have a good day going on. It's Tuesday, the 7th of August. To sort of set the tone for Beyond Good Day, which is really what this hour is all about, let's travel, shall we, to the Midwest. A lot of problems in the central part of our country. The dry, hot summer. Rivers are drying up. Water temperatures have...
The fish are getting cooked.
...gone up to 100 degrees, exactly.
Mm.
About 40,000 sturgeon killed in Iowa last week as water temperatures reached 100 degrees. Basically, the fish are cooking. Fishery officials say they've seen thousands of catfish, carp, other freshwater species in the lower Platte River. Some of these fish are endangered. They're really endangered now because they basically are all getting cooked. The fish have died. Let's see here. Illinois has found carcasses clogging up intake screens near the power plants.
The cool thing when you fish now is you don't have to cook it, though. You just eat.
Right. Yeah. You just pull it out of the water and
that's
you got dinner.
That's the good news.
It's cooked, it's ready to go. Fish burgers for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
It actually saves a couple steps, which is cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for pointing that out.
Well, if you want, I like to always find the good side of it.
That's right. He's always look on the bright side of life.
Ta-da. 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 Ta-da.
So that story is at DougSteffen.com from today's show. We also have recipes. Why am I thinking about this? Right next to that story, Chef Louis' recipe.
For sturgeon. Boil a gigantic lake and serve.
All right. That's it.
Chef Louis rocks.
Exactly. All right. So, Jennifer, what do you have on your alleged mind today?
Well, some good news, again, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes magazine.
I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed.
Did you get the little thing here? The little hit is that Forbes magazine has come up with the list of the laziest countries on the planet.
Cool.
The good news is that the U.S. is not among the most inactive countries.
All right. So where and do this, we need to go if we just want to sit on our butts
lazy?
All day?
Not exercising?
This is the not getting the 2.5 hours of moderate activity that is recommended per week. Okay. Malta tops the list, the inactive list, and Greece actually fared the best on the whole list. Now, the sad thing about this study is that adolescents, 13 to 15-year-olds across the globe, fared the worst in all categories. So that's a problem. Video games, maybe, I don't know. But I thought here, if you want a little rest and reprieve, if you want to be lazy for a little while, you can visit these countries. Malta is number one. Number two on the list is Swaziland. Do we know where that
Swahili
is?
Swaziland.
Oh, that's Swahili?
Yes.
I didn't know that's how you spell that. Now, that's not really fair, because Swahili, they're lazy because it's hot and they're hungry. That's not a fair one.
Say it again.
Swaziland.
No. What the heck is that? I thought Swahili was with a W. Anyway, well, Swaziland is number two.
Let me
see. I'm going to check and see if they have a team at the Olympics. Stand by for that information.
They
don't. Check this out.
Yeah. Saudi Arabia is on the list. Serbia. Again, to me, these countries are a little hungry, aren't they? And war-torn. I mean, that's why they're not exercising. My gosh. Argentina, now they have no excuse. They have beautiful mountains there. Micronesia is next on the list. Kuwait, they run.
It's funny, I don't
long.
See any. I see no team entered from, what's the name of the country again?
Swaziland.
Swaziland. I don't see any entries from Swaziland.
Yet. My next vacation is to
Swaziland.
Right. Which is right next to Sangala.
I love Sangala.
Yeah, right.
Now, this is the big surprise on the list. In the top 10, United Kingdom is one of the laziest countries. The United Arab Emirates, that's because they're...
How did we get to this? How did Forbes determine
it's
that
based
these countries...
on their exercise habits, basically. Yeah, Malaysia, Japan is on the list. I thought they'd be very active. The Dominican Republic, Namibia.
Namibia?
Him too.
Namibia.
I was just going to correct myself. But then there's pictures that go along with these countries, and they're of these poor little children, and they're covered in dust, and I don't know how you can call them lazy. All right, Iraq, Turkey, also on the list, Cyprus, Italy, and Ireland.
And this is 2.5 hours they're just asking for per week, right?
Those are the 20 laziest countries in the world.
Yeah, but in order not to be considered lazy...
All you need is 2.5 hours. That's right. It.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Or more. I mean, mm-hmm. or more gets
that's
you
the
extra
minimum,
points.
Though. That's
I mean,
wow.
Are we talking formal exercise here? Because, I mean, places like Swaziland, they're probably, like, walking around with stuff on their
that's
heads.
That's what I
right,
mean.
Swaziland.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Swaziland has got
it's
hard
part
problem.
Of their, you
I think
know,
that's moderately politically incorrect.
No, but it's but just
no,
the lifestyle in those
I'm trying to. I've really now put my head into a different place. I'm imagining Jennifer, Heather, and Roberta walking around with these big baskets on their heads.
Actually, you know, I do that sometimes. If I'm carrying something that's kind of heavy, I'll stick it on my head.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I do that with bags of cement in Home Depot.
Okay, I have not done that, but I will tell you that my tatas, the girls, are perfect for the National Geographic. They're ready.
Have you, by the way, had your spine checked lately for alignment, Roberta?
Yes.
You have your brain checked?
Your neck, you might want to talk to Jack Stockwell about the...
I have a little bit of arthritis in my neck.
Yeah, I'm not
that.
Surprised. Yeah.
So are we surprised that Great Britain is in the top 10, though? I guess that's my question. I was surprised.
No, not at all.
That.
Because they spend a lot of time in pubs.
Mm, and fish and chips.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they do the arm exercises, table, mouth.
Mm-hmm. But don't they have to walk and ride their bike everywhere? I mean, if you're in London, you're...
I am
you
surprised,
know.
Actually, yes,
yeah.
because a lot
yeah,
of
they didn't,
Brits
yeah.
do ride their bikes. I don't see many fat Brits.
No.
You don't.
Bad
don't
teeth, even, yes, but generally yeah. not.
Bad teeth, yes. This is true.
Yeah. And so...
Are we on in Britain?
I'm just, you know what I just did? I just edited myself, Richie. You'll be proud of me.
Good job.
Yeah,
so I didn't have to do it for you.
No, it was okay.
All
was,
right.
That was fine.
The reason because they have the bad teeth, they can only eat pudding, which is probably not so bad for you.
No,
pudding?
Now we're getting silly
pudding.
Now. 14 past the hour.
I'm
Heather,
booking my package to Swaziland.
Well, right.
I'm going on a cruise.
All right. You can actually cruise up the Swaziland River. It's right down by the old mill stream.
Do people speak Swazi?
Yeah, I think they do. Yes, right. Yep. Swazi.
Okay.
It's Jennifer.
Just don't ever leave us alone.
Doctor tested, doctor recommended longevity products. The lineup of anti-aging products, second to none. And now that people have started at DougStephanTeam.com to try out the introductory, the nutrient package that I have talked about here for the last month or so, called 90 for Life. It's the Healthy Start Pack. Gets you 90 essential nutrients, all the minerals especially that you need in order to command really glowing health. Avoid 900 different diseases by getting the essential nutrients in your body every day. Do not skip a day. It's a liquid. It comes very easily. You go online to DougStephanTeam.com, and the team has this product, so you order it. You can call 855-309-TEAM and order it as well. Imagine, though, if you, after you've had some success and you tell your family about this particular product and how it makes you feel. There are high blood pressure products. There are products for pain. There are 90-some-odd different products that are in the Longevity catalog. You can shop for any or all of them. And after you find out which ones work for you, you may want to talk to your friends and neighbors, your relatives, as you can be distributing this material to them and helping them a great deal. Imagine helping your friends, helping your family, and starting a satisfying business at home. That's what happens when you get involved in the Doug Stephan team. Listeners like you are doing these sorts of things day in and day out with longevity products, anti-aging products. Call them at 855-309-TEAM and join the fastest-growing work-from-home business in America. 855-309-8326 or DougStephanTeam.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Are we going to get into trouble here because we only have a minute to get this story started?
Heather, can you do this quickly?
I can do it really quickly. One, okay. Ready, set, go.
Now I want to hear.
All right. If you have heard of speed dating, I have something comparable but better going on right now, sweeping the nation. It is weed dating. What? Yes. No, Roberta, not like that. Going out into local farms. And they'll have the women line up in rows.
Roberta was all excited.
I know. She's like, what? Where? When?
Hey, weed dating?
No, weed. This is going on throughout the country.
You bring a date and you weed
no,
a garden?
No, you go to meet people. So the women line up in the beds, so to speak, and they're instructed how to weed. And then the men rotate like every 5 minutes. So they go along and meet people.
As
it
the
is
women
are in the country.
As you got your hands in the dirt pulling up weeds.
Yes. Boy, that's sexy.
So are the men pulling up weeds as well, or just the women?
Yes, the women are telling them how to, and then they kind of bounce from bed to bed every 5 minutes, meeting new
as
women.
As they're pulling out
this
weeds.
This is disgusting.
It's stupid.
It's cool.
You think?
Where are they doing this? Where are they doing this?
They're doing it in states like, let me see, like Boise, Ohio.
Boise's in Idaho.
I'm throwing up with it.
Can you volunteer your garden? I'll volunteer my garden for one of these.
Earthly Delights Farm, actually, in Boise, Idaho, is doing it.
Going to geography class later.
I think we could do the, yeah.
We're double dating.
We could do this at the farm, actually.
Sure, milking the cows. I don't know. Yeah, we could do it.
Right.
Free labor.
21 past the hour. Thankfully, we paused in the Good Day program.
All the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of tea.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
George says, bring our troops home from Iraq to guard the border. When they catch an illegal immigrant crossing the border, hand him a canteen, a rifle, and ship him to Iraq.
There you go.
I dig that, man.
Tell
That's
him
great.
If he wants to come to America, then he serves a tour of duty in the military. If they refuse to serve, ship them to Iraq anyway, without a canteen, rifle, or ammo. Problem solved.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. When we kiss, ooh, fire.
All right, who's in charge of fire today?
Okay, well, I'm actually talking more about I'm driving in my car. Boom, 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 boom.
Right.
That's why I picked that song. Actually, you know, Doug, there's been three things that I've always told my kids that are absolutely critical life skills that you need to learn. One is swimming. Second is 10-finger typing. And the third is how to drive a manual transmission or a standard transmission.
Yep.
And I'm kind of passionate about standard transmissions. I mean, I've driven one for years and years and years. Unfortunately, now I have an automatic because the car I have didn't come in a standard. And that's the problem. They said 70 years ago, 70% of U.S.-made cars came with a stick shift. The last few years, less than 10%.
They didn't really start making automatic transmissions until the 50s.
Yeah, 40s and 50s is when they started.
Well, but it got popular mid-50s. Popular means they sold a certain number. But most of the cars before, let's say, 55, 56, were
all
the
standards.
Three on the column. And
three
on
five three. Speed. Yeah. I had a 65 Mustang with a five-speed transmission.
Yeah, on the floor.
On the floor. I needed two hands to shift it. But And if you go overseas, most cars are standards.
Yes,
you pay
are.
Additional if you want an automatic transmission. So
we
overseas.
Just drove up and down the mountain in Bogota. We went down the mountain to a weekend lake house.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to the lake house, we drove in an automatic car. And when we came back, I came back in a Mitsubishi Montero with a five-speed.
And which one did you enjoy more driving?
Oh, coming up that mountain, you need the five-speed.
Oh, yeah,
otherwise
absolutely.
The thing is like...
Absolutely.
You know.
But the problem is that most teenagers today who are learning to drive don't know how to drive standards. They just don't teach it anymore. Well, Eddie Alterman, he's the top editor of Car and Driver. He's started a campaign now to save the stick shifts because what they're saying is that in the next two decades, the stick shifts are basically going to disappear out of
and
American
why do we want to
cars.
Save them?
Because they're great stick. I mean, when you drive a stick, you're really driving. You're in charge of the car. You're driving it. When you drive an automatic, you're just kind of guiding the car down the road. You're really not driving.
Here's the thing, though. Jennifer, you're in L.A. It's pretty flat out there. You don't really need a stick. If you're somewhere where there is terrain, a stick is a big advantage. I mean, it really helps you control the car going up, down, stopping, slowing, speeding up. Your gear ratios. With an automatic, you just don't have that control. If you're in a flat area,
it's more fun. When I moved to Georgia, I actually, within a week, got rid of my standard because there were so many steep inclines, and I almost took out so many cars behind me. It was just way too stressful.
Oh, so when you're on an uphill climb, yeah, you really have to play on the clutch and the gas pedal in order not to stall and not to roll backwards.
And, I mean, we have hills and stuff around here in Massachusetts, but not like they did in Georgia. Well, there were really steep ones.
The trick is to use your parking brake, your handbrake.
What is the matter with you people?
Why would you use your handbrake? Well, because if you're on a steep hill and you have to stop, let's say, at a light, you put on your handbrake, and then as you play with the clutch and the gas pedal to start going again, you lower the handbrake at the same time.
Where'd you learn how to drive?
I drove standard for over 20 years.
You can't do it now. You cannot do it with many of the vehicles, although most of the automatic transmission vehicles have a brake. It's a foot pedal, so you wouldn't be able to do that. I've used a foot pedal if I've lost brakes or something like that in a truck. But I'm with Roberta on this one. My children, I required them not only to learn, but to take their test. When they went to the registry to get their license, they went to take the test in an old Mercedes that I had. And it was a four-speed, what they call in England, a gearbox. And that gave them, the children knew because they'd been driving tractors since they were 9 or 10 around the farm, they knew how to drive them. Mm-hmm. But for the very same reason that Roberta is suggesting, knowing how to handle certain circumstances, both Megan and Brendan drive cars. Megan has a Mini, and she had to wait 3 weeks to get it because she wanted to have a gearbox in it.
Right.
That's that is what they're used to driving, and that's what they want to drive. But most people, you're right, they don't even know that these things used to exist. Everybody automatically thinks, oh yeah, it's an automatic. That's what they think, that when you refer to transmission, they think you're saying or referencing an automatic transmission.
Wow.
And think about this: how many fewer drunk driving accidents would you have, especially with teenagers, if they had a standard transmission?
They would have to think about driving.
They
would
be able to
text.
If you were drunk, you couldn't drive a standard.
But one of the reasons that you don't see as many sticks is because they've been able to really come a long way in the gear ratios and how the automatic transmission shifts. So it's not as necessary as it used to be.
But it's so much better. I mean,
it's more fun.
It's actually more economical.
If you're thinking about economy, you save
about 4 miles to a gallon.
Exactly.
When you floor an automatic transmission, that floods the carburetor or the system with fuel that it wastes. It doesn't burn cleanly, whereas if you have standard transmission, that fuel is being used. It doesn't overtake, if you will, the amount of fuel is necessary to move the car. So, pretty cool. Good job, everybody. Eric Keller.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Beyond Good Day. Try to spend the time in this hour with people of note who have important things to say, other than the people who are part of the Good Day gang, the normal group, including Heather and Jennifer and Rich and Roberta and me, here to try to make your day a little bit better. This is a wonderful way for all of us to feel like we're more part of a whole. You know how there is this sense that we have of being a part of a greater whole. We all want to feel like we're part of something that's bigger. And in fact, I think that's true when you get down to the brass tacks. It's a part of, I guess, dreaming. You dream of being, what part of a greater whole do you dream of being in, Jennifer? There's always a group or a, you know, what group do you want to belong to that you don't belong to?
A group that I don't belong to.
Yeah.
That's really tough.
Is it? So you're in every group. You're a part of everything.
Well, I feel like I'm in.
You don't want to be a member of the inner circle in the White House. You don't want to be a member of the Forbes 100 Wealthiest in America.
That'd be okay.
You don't want to be someone who's...
I'll go with that. The Wealthiest in America list. Yes, I would like to be there.
All right, so that's superficial.
Mm-hmm. And I'll share. Well, you gave me a choice. And, you know, the White House, I think being president's overrated. Maybe local government someday. I'd like to be a part of that circle.
That'd be fun.
Okay. I know a group I'd like to be a member of.
And that is?
ZZ Top.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that'd
just
be
like
good.
The beard.
Yeah.
Nah, he wouldn't look good in a beard.
I'd like to be a Spice Girl.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it's fun, and I've always wanted to be a singer and dancer.
All right. Uri Geller is here. Uri, have you ever wanted to be something other than who or what you were?
I don't think so. I'm very happy with who I am and what I do. When I was a child, 6, 7, 8 years old, obviously being Jewish, and my lovely, my beautiful, my beloved mother wanted me to be an architect. And then when we moved to Cyprus when I was 11, my stepfather owned a music shop, a piano shop. So my mother wanted me to become a piano tuner, believe it or not. A piano tuner. Did you ever hear of a job of that nature before?
Yeah, we have piano tuners that are here.
But Ari, remember, you can tune a piano,
well,
but you can't tune a fish.
Because instead of tuning pianos, I started bending soon.
Did you ever, now if this hadn't worked out, what would you have been, Uri?
What?
What was your dream? If this, you know, obviously you were great and spiritual. Did you have any just normal job dreams when you were a kid?
I discovered my abilities and my skills at a very young age. I was 5 or 6 years old when I dealt with the phenomenon of they call it the supernatural, call it the unexplained. And I basically exercised it, I nurtured it, I practiced it, and I knew that that's what I want to do in life. So it started when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and my dreams did come true.
So, Uri, tell me, but to get started, did you have any menial jobs? Like, were you a stock boy? Did you ever work in a McDonald's? Were you a stock boy at the Walmart? Any kind of things like that, mopping floors, mowing
Absolutely.
Lawns?
Absolutely. I had a few jobs, and that was before I joined the paratroopers in Israel. So, first of all, I was a messenger boy. I had a Vespa, a scooter. And I would work for architectural outlets, and my job was to be a courier. So I carried plans, architectural plans, from one architect to another. I did that for a while. Then I realized that there is more money in hard labor, so I became a builder. I helped build the El Al, you know, the Israeli national airline, the El Al building in Tel Aviv. I used to carry daily at least 40 or 50 times buckets of cement up the ladder and pour them into structures. That was very, very hard, but I actually enjoyed that job because it was physically so difficult. Then I became a manager of a small hotel in Eilat, which is right on the banks of the Red Sea. I loved it because I met lots of beautiful girls from America. It was fantastic. I was 17. And then I joined the paratroopers. So I've been there, guys.
So in terms of trying to set goals or help people, when people ask you, and I know they do this all the time, for help. I think I remember we had this conversation when you sent me the book that has the orange circle in it. And I don't remember the name of the book, but it's one of your motivational books, because you at the time had a small little sort of pocket book and you had a larger book. People all the time are asking you how to make it happen. They think you are the ones, you are the one who helps them make it happen. They don't understand that you're motivating them to do what they want to do. They think it's you who's doing it. And I don't know whether you...
You know, Doug, this is one of the reasons that I allow people all around the world to read my books free of charge. And if you click on... if you get on my website and you click on books, it will take you to free books. And I do have some motivational books there. I love the Little Book of Mind Power because it is pure motivational and inspirational book.
Yeah.
And it's basically full with mottos and lines like, I feel focused, I'm doing this for me.
Affirmations. These are affirmations, much the same as we have when we have Jay Kumar on, boys and girls. These are
Very much so. Yeah. There are millions of books out there in every bookstore that are motivational books written by many different people, from athletes to politicians to
singers, there are this many
motivators.
Books, hurry. If there are this many books, then why aren't more people able to do a better job of controlling their lives?
That's a brilliant question. I really think it's down to, you know, that individual thrust, the necessity to tell yourself that I want to be successful because I want to achieve this and that. And this is so important to, first of all, it's so important to believe in yourself. Believe in your actions. Believe in your mind power. And make the things that you believe in materialize. And I will repeat it again. I always tell people, what you can visualize, you can actually materialize. Because your thoughts can become things. Now, if you don't believe in that, then you kind of let yourself down and you fall into the circle of life of survivalism, going to work, doing a job, going home, and it becomes a routine. You have to think out of the box. You've got to, again, be inspired and motivated yourself to believe that you will achieve those targets. And I did it not because I have certain skills or abilities in the paranormal world. I did it because I went out to make it. I wanted to be successful, and I said nothing will come in my way. Nothing will stop me. And I always said this, if someone slams a door in your face, you simply walk through it.
My father, who was an ultimate salesman, I'm sorry you never get to meet him, he said to me as he was teaching me or trying to bestow upon me what it took to be a good salesman, you have to know you can't sell everybody, but you can pitch everybody, and if they throw you out the door, you climb in the window.
Yeah, you know, Doug, you know, if everyone achieved all the things they could achieve, what a wonderful world we'd have. Think about it this way. I'm hugely
What a boring world.
I'm hugely optimistic. Optimism is great, but then you have to put it to good use.
Wow, is it one of the things
you've got
that...
to visualize, materialize, visualize quite clearly what you want to achieve. Somehow that makes the achieving much easier. So use visualization techniques. Google visualization. Google, the internet is full. It's loaded with different methods and ways of creating a visualization technique that is tailored for yourself. Go for it and achieve your goals. Make your dreams come true.
One of the things that is a problem, it seems to me, is the focus on things. So many people, especially in the West, are focused on things. And I mean, I'm talking about tangible things, things that they want to own, rather than things that go beyond that. And I don't even know if thing is the right word to apply to that which is not tangible.
Well, Doug, that's really very much based on your desires and happiness. You have to, while thriving and while pushing yourself to hit the target, for instance, money, sex, drugs, and power can all divert us. And unfortunately, they divert away from happiness and not towards it. So you have to be very pure in your mind, very clear about your target goal, very spiritual about it. And if you will be spiritual about it, then the laws of the universe will kick in and help you achieve those goals.
You know, when a movie is put together or a television show is put together, they have storyboards, and they put the stories together. They put the ideas so that the people who are producing the programs, people that are directing them, will understand what the costumes are going to look like, what the elements of the show are going to look like. All that stuff is pre-planned, and one wonders whether that isn't a great way. It seems complicated or difficult, but is that a great way for us to work our way through life?
Yeah, there are people who, for instance, take a beautiful picture of a lovely beach somewhere, in Bermuda, Hawaii, and they put that in their office or wherever they are, and they visualize that beach. They bring that into their lives, the serenity, the calmness, the spirituality about it. So sometimes planning or visual effects are really important. You want to get a new house. Get a picture, tear a picture out of any house magazine, put it in a frame, and say, someday I will own this house. Someday this will belong to me. You've got to put an effort into something. You know, sometimes effort can seem enough in itself just trying hard can be satisfying. But you know, Doug, you don't want to get caught up in pushing that you fail to see where you're going. You've got to have always clear vision. You've got to open the horizon, and you've got to see everything very, very clearly. And sometimes visualization and tangible pictures, tangible smells, touching something, saying to yourself, I'm going to get this, I'm going to achieve this. I'm telling you, this does work, little miracles, and you activate those, call it supernatural laws of the universe, call it the law of attraction, call it God, call it energy, but sooner or later, something out there will bring into your life what you beautifully strive for, what you really want to achieve.
I think that we end on the note that is definitive in this way of thinking as anything. Learning how to love, seeing love, and I'm not talking about physical love necessarily, although that can be part of it, but seeing love and understanding what love is. Love isn't taking, love is giving. And
that is absolutely so, and I'm sending you all love. Everyone who is talking to you right now, all your guests and all your listeners, I'm sending you right now very, very pure, powerful energy of love.
All right, Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER, Uri Geller, here on the Good Day program at 13 before the hour.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Do you know which American president first established the Purple Heart? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military, show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In August of 1782...
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The story from Washington where a lifeguard got something he wasn't expecting. He saved a 12-year-old boy's life. The story's at DougSteffens.com. Kid was drowning after being swept out to the ocean. He got a $2,600 lifeguard, got a $2,600 bill from the hospital. When the ambulance took the boy to the emergency room, the lifeguard was complaining of some physical problems, so he got checked out, and he got a bill for $2,600 from the hospital. Luckily, some donors stepped forward to pay his bill. Can you imagine that? Cool.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity.
I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
On the surface of the red planet, so far so good, but our curiosity is far from satisfied. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Just in case you somehow missed it, we take you back to the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California this past Sunday night. Late Sunday night, the tension was overwhelming as the Curiosity rover descended to the Gale Crater on the surface of Mars. And then, two words that set off a wild celebration at Mission Control.
Touchdown confirmed. We're safe on Mars.
Yes, touchdown confirmed. And it didn't take long for Curiosity, a one-ton, six-wheeled nuclear-powered device, to start sending back pictures. And those first pictures gave us a look at the rover's wheels.
We want to see the wheel on the ground because this is not a moment for science. It's a moment for engineering. And when you see that wheel on the ground, you know you've landed on Mars.
That's John Grotzinger at NASA. The space agency has invested about $2.5 billion in Curiosity's two-year, 120-million-mile mission. The rover will roam the red planet with a goal of trying to determine whether Mars has ever had the ingredients necessary for the formation of life. As for this ultra-sophisticated rover, so far it appears to be healthy as engineers continue to perform checks and run it through various tests. White House...
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Start to the new week on Wall Street. The Dow up 21 points yesterday, climbing to 13,118, a three-month high. NASDAQ with a 22-point gain. S&P up 3. Crude oil prices also up 80 cents a barrel, finishing at $92.20. Let's take a quick trip overseas. A look at what's happening with the Summer Olympic Games in London. The U.S. women's soccer team with a thrilling come-from-behind 4-3 semifinal win over Canada yesterday. The U.S. moves into the gold medal match against Japan. The U.S. men's basketball team cruising to a 126-97 win over Argentina. Next up for the U.S., quarterfinal match against Australia.
track and field, Lolo Jones among three Americans to make it to the semifinals of the women's 100-meter hurdles. The semifinals will be held this afternoon. The final set for tonight. China holds a slim lead on the U.S. in the overall medal count, 64 to 63 in total medals, 31 gold for China, 29 for the U.S. And finally, millions of people across the country will be doing something tonight, and you could be part of the effort. You turn on your porch light, you go to your front door, and you open it. You then step outside and you mingle with your neighbors. It's the annual National Night Out, an effort to promote neighborhood anti-crime programs and boost neighborhood spirit.
And in many cases, people may know one or two or maybe three people on their block and other people they don't know. And it's very hard to make a neighborhood safe when people don't know each other.
That's National Night Out Project Coordinator Matt Peskin, who says lots of communities across the country are involved in this.
Somewhere around 16,000 communities that end up participating. And the number, the actual participation, it's kind of hard to tell at this point, but I think it'll be a little bit above the $37 million from last year.
Impressive. For more information, check out the website, nationalnightout.org. As for me, I'm in, but I don't want to turn on my front porch light. When I do that and then step outside, lots of bugs. Too many bugs. Hey, star without me. I need to get some bug spray. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.